Unit 1. This was Greece's golden age when thinkers distanced themselves from religion, seeking to investigate and explain the universe in terms of logic, mathematics, and philosophy. This was Greece's golden age when thinkers distanced themselves from religion, seeking to investigate and explain the universe in terms of logic, mathematics, and philosophy. Asserting that education was essential to personal growth, he developed a process of inquiry known as the Socratic method and taught it to many young Athenians. Asserting that education was essential to personal growth, he developed a process of inquiry known as the Socratic method and taught it to many young Athenians. Socrates also used this method to expose the inconsistencies and injustices of Athenian politicians. Socrates also used this method to expose the inconsistencies and injustices of Athenian politicians. Had he recanted his beliefs or apologized for his actions, he would have been acquitted. But Socrates felt truth was on his side. Had he recanted his beliefs or apologized for his actions, he would have been acquitted. But Socrates felt truth was on his side. For instance, the two philosophers felt that democracy was a failed form of government, as it allowed those without wisdom to assume positions of power. For instance, the two philosophers felt that democracy was a failed form of government, as it allowed those without wisdom to assume positions of power. Instead, every object, material or immaterial, was an imperfect manifestation of the perfect idea of that object, its form. Instead, every object, material or immaterial, was an imperfect manifestation of the perfect idea of that object, its form. For example, Plato argued that while very few perfect squares exist in nature, the geometrical form of a perfect square can be conceived easily by the laws of mathematics. For example, Plato argued that while very few perfect squares exist in nature, the geometrical form of a perfect square can be conceived easily by the laws of mathematics. For Aristotle, an object's true nature, which he called its essence, existed within it and could be ascertained through sensory experience. For Aristotle, an object's true nature, which he called its essence, existed within it and could be ascertained through sensory experience. He went on to become a teacher himself and encouraged his students to examine samples, be they of plants, animals, rocks, political systems, or literary works, and critically dissect and categorize them to determine the essence of each object and its place in the cosmos. He went on to become a teacher himself and encouraged his students to examine samples, be they of plants, animals, rocks, political systems, or literary works, and critically dissect and categorize them to determine the essence of each object and its place in the cosmos. Modern-day thinkers, whether concerned with science, psychology, or spirituality, are indebted to the philosophers of the Golden Age. Modern-day thinkers, whether concerned with science, psychology, or spirituality, are indebted to the philosophers of the Golden Age.